center deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. It's Sunday, April 6, 2014. We're going to go to your calls here. I've got this clip from NBC in 2007 talking about what life was going to be like in 2017. An amazing clip, and I want to get your reactions to it. But we don't have that much time in this segment, so we're going to play it in the next segment. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky, because we talked about concealed carry in Chicago earlier, and he had a comment about that. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dave. I lived in Chicago for many years, up there since the 70s into the late 80s, and you're absolutely right. The more guns you take away, the more crime you have. It got worse in the 1980s when the gangs had just taken many districts of the cities and wondered why we need more police, we need more people to take more guns away from law-abiding citizens. And guess what? It's been disastrous since. It's just as in New York City, another place. And it's getting to a point, I hope people wake up and realize the more guns you have in a city or a town, the less crime you have. You've documented that.
That's
absolutely right.
That's right.
A couple weekends ago in Louisville, Kentucky, we had a bunch of teens that went on a rampage. A lot of people got injured. A lot of people were hospitalized. Well, how many of those people that had concealed carry, if they would not have been robbed or their children hurt, you would have stopped that right instantly. The police cannot be there all everywhere at once. They always rely on, if you have your cell phone, oh, the government's going to be there or the police are going to be there to save you. No, that's not the case. You're going to have to defend yourself. It takes a split second before you can be killed in a crime, Dave. You're absolutely right. It's time that we've got to get all 50 states to concealed carry. This is our republic. We've got to take it back.
Very, very true. You know, I've spoken many times to Jim Gearock. He's with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And he pointed out, he was a prosecutor in Chicago, in Cook County. And he said 80% of the shootings there are related to the war on drugs. They're gang-related. It's not because you've got too many guns in there. Basically, they were essentially prohibiting guns from being in there, but they were still coming in a massive amount. People were still shooting each other because criminals are still going to have those guns. It is a deterrent. It's something that people like the police chief in Detroit understand that, and hopefully we can get more people to understand it. It's a information war, I think, to get people to understand it. Thank you so much, Chris, in Kentucky. Let's go to Mitchell in Louisiana. You wanted to say something about medications.
Hey, David. I wanted to say that I'm the second of three generations in my family that have been victims of the CPS in the United States. And when I was taken from my family, thankfully we were able to get my son out of the country before they actually got their clammy hands on him. But when I was in the system, I was in a bunch of different foster homes and then an adoptive home. And when I hit adolescence, as is far too normal enough in that scene, when I hit adolescence, they dropped me like a wet rag, and I went into boys' homes and federal facilities for youths. Mm. And in my youth, in my teen years in these facilities, I witnessed just crimes against humanity is really the only way I can word it. And what they were experimenting on these children and me with these psychotropic medications, and over the years I just seen so many children just begging to die, just suffering. A lot of them weren't even crazy. A lot of them did not have significant problems of any kind. A lot of them were very somewhat intelligent children, just struggling because of their family situation, because the government had taken them from their homes, and they were being put on all these hardcore psychotropic medications. Doctors from D.C. would fly in once a month and switch up the medications. They were constantly putting us on multiples, different kinds of medications all at the same time, taking us off, putting us on new ones. These kids were just seizing up, these totally would-be healthy children seizing up constantly, creating all kinds of problems in their life. And it was the biggest insult to me was after those years when I got out and I went on with my life. The biggest insult to me with the ignorance of the American people on average. And when I try to talk to my fellow countrymen about the crimes against humanity that I had to live through in my youth, my fellow American on average turns to me and they call me a liar. They tell me to shut up. That would never happen in the United States. That's impossible. And it's just
Mitchell,
so
we have heard your story over and over and over again from people. It is such a sad story. I know it's true. I have close friends who were foster parents, and the kids that they were trying to help came to them with a long list of drugs that they had to give them. It's a very, very corrupt system. It's a very sad system. I'm so sorry you went through that. We're going to be right back.
A chemical spill.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've got some callers on the line at the bottom of the hour. Alex Jones is going to be joining us. We're going to have highlights of his interview with Ron Paul this last week. It's a very good interview. You're not going to want to miss it. They're going to talk about geopolitics, of course, the economy, what's going on in the Ukraine, and what Ron Paul thinks about the future of Rand Paul's presidential bid, if he's going to run for president. And, well, I won't go any further than that. We'll let you listen to that at the bottom of the hour. That's going to be Alex Jones with Ron Paul. Now, just before we left in the last hour, we were talking about this piece that Darren McBreen gave me about NBC News, talking about where they saw society in 10 years, in 2017. They did this back in 2007. And we all thought that this would be pretty interesting for you to see what they were telling us the world was going to be like and how much of this has come true. Let's take a look at that piece.
More now of our special coverage here tonight, life in the U.S. in 10 years' time. By that time, there may be all kinds of new ways to safeguard and identify all those things that make each of us unique, our faces, even our fingerprints, even our eyes. Here now with more on the future of technology, NBC's Tom Costello.
The year is 2017. You're rushed to a hospital, unconscious with no ID or medical history, but thanks to a microchip under your skin, it's all there. Science fiction 20 years ago, but a biometric reality today.
The technology is based on answering one simple question. Am I who I say I am?
Already, fingerprints and iris scans verify passenger identities at airports. Within 10 years, that technology may be even more widespread. And look for more complex facial recognition programs that scan a crowd of thousands looking for a single terrorist.
Today's facial recognition software starts with the eyes. Then it maps out the contours of the face and compares that against a database of millions, a database that's growing by the day.
What's next? At the University of Bath in England, researchers predict big changes for consumers.
I think it is possible to free us completely of our wallets and keys using biometric technology, if that's what people want in 10 years' time.
In fact, it's already here. The latest home security locks use fingerprints to control deadbolts. And at the Jewel Osco grocery store in Chicago, some customers pay using their fingerprints. No paper or plastic.
You don't really need anything other than your hand, and you already got that with you.
So will future department stores scan our irises, like in the movie Minority Report, then offer products catered to who we are?
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto. Welcome back to the Gap.
Experts say that technology is here now. The challenge is to safeguard our privacy in a brave new world. Tom Costello, NBC News, Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah, how are they doing about safeguarding our privacy in this brave new world? Not very good, are they? I thought it was interesting that in 2017, this is before, of course, Obama was elected, that they were already pushing the connection between biometrics and medical care. That was the very first thing you heard in that piece. Start out with an ambulance sound, the year is 2017, 10 years in the future. You don't have any ID. They don't know who you are. But, hey, they've got this great microchip under your skin that tells them everything. Presumably, how they can bill you, right? And who you are, because that's really what they want to know. What about your vaccination records? Are you current on that? Because then they can load you up with all the vaccines. But the real point of this is that this is not about helping people. This is about total information awareness, total control, a total surveillance grid. That's everything that they put out there. And, of course, they roll that out to start getting people used to it. It's predictive programming. We already see most of that stuff there. As a matter of fact, it's already much, much worse than what they said, and we're not even to 2017 yet. I thought it was interesting that the guy they had on there, his name was Clark Nelson, and he's with a company that is now turned into Morpho. It was Sagem Morpho Biometrics at the time was how they had the lower thirds on there. That is a French company. It's a biometrics company. It's the largest biometrics company in the world now. And what he said is, the key question is, am I who I say I am? And see, that's where the piece took a turn. They always like to say that this Orwellian technology, this brave new world technology, is about helping you. All these robots that you see DARPA building, those are just going to help you in the case of an earthquake or a Fukushima event. No, they're there to hunt you down, okay? And this is why they're developing these biometrics. Am I who I say I am? Let's take a look at some of the stuff that this guy's company has done. They're number one in the world in biometrics. They've got 8,000 people, 40 countries, 85 subsidiaries, 1.5 billion euros in revenue. They've got things like finger-on-the-fly technology. Read your fingerprints on a moving hand. You don't even have to hold your hand still. They can read it on the fly. They've got fast DNA matching tools. They're also specialists in border control. See, they've already started out, and you noticed in that they said it's going to move from the airlines. They were not doing fingerprints and iris scans at the airports in 2007, but they were priming everything to roll out from there with the TSA. But this is what Morpho also supplies. And again, this is just one of the many biometric companies. They happen to be the largest in the world. They have what they call secure biometric access control at borders, fully automated e-gates. And you can see that picture there. It's like a subway turnstile if you're looking at it. It's like a subway turnstile. You go in there, it looks at your biometric data, compares it with your travel documents, compares it with your history. And they call it the Morpho way. Isn't that nice? They also have multimodal fingerprints where they look at your veins and other biometrics, as well as facial ID. And, of course, these people also bring us the wonderful things like red light cameras and speed limit enforcement. And they acquired 81% of GE Homeland Protection in 2009. See, that's where we're headed. This is all about what the state wants. This isn't what people want. You had one quote in there from a guy at the University of Bath. He said, I think it's possible for us to free ourselves completely of our wallets and keys using biometric technology if that's what people want in 10 years' time. No, the people don't want that. The corporations want that. The governments that help the corporations, that feed the corporations, want that as well. The government has its own little agenda there, but it's also part of it is feeding this giant surveillance state. That's where we're headed. It's not about your safety. It's not about safeguarding anything. If you haven't seen the new Captain America movie, you really need to see this. This guy took on the police state, the issues of our time, head on. Now, this is a story that was linked on Drudge Report from Mother Jones. It says, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is about Obama's terror suspect kill list, says the film's directors. I'm not going to give you anything away. No spoilers here. But if you've seen the trailers, if you know anything about it, you know the general gist of it. And it was a deliberate thing, according to the directors. They said they wanted to make a political thriller. So we told them, well, if you want to make a political thriller, all the great political thrillers have current issues in them that reflect the anxieties of the audience. That gives it an immediacy. It also makes it relevant. And this is a very relevant movie, Captain America. So Anthony and I just looked at the issues that were causing anxiety for us because we read a lot and we're politically inclined. And a lot of that stuff had to do with civil liberties issues. It sure does. Drone strikes, the president's kill list, preemptive technology, all the themes that were worked into the film, working closely with screenwriters Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely. It's a great film. It's not only great and fun entertainment, super special effects, as you would expect, but it does exactly what they said. It takes the current issues, puts them in the context of a political thriller, explains it to people. I mean, what can you say too much about a movie that where a character explains what compartmentalization is in one sentence, makes it very clear, and where they illustrate it throughout the movie, and where they even talk about Operation Paperclip. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Action and intelligence. We're going to be right back with your phone calls. Stay tuned.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking before the break about this piece from NBC back in 2007, where they were so excited about biometrics, the fact that the government would be able to go through and look at your face and do facial recognition and compare it to an ever-expanding database. Well, one of those ever-expanding databases, of course, is Facebook. Back in 2007, Facebook only had about 58 million views each month. It is now over 1.25 billion each month. And that massive database has got a lot of facial pictures. So they've already got that database right there, as well as the information that Google is tracking on us. But we had a caller call in at the break from Wisconsin talking about biometrics and cattle. We wanted to go to him, and Dennis in Oregon and Chris in Indiana, we're going to get to you right after this, so stay tuned. But Ben in Wisconsin, tell us about how they're using biometrics for four-legged cattle.
Yes, David, sir, you've been working really hard this past week. I'm really grateful to be talking to you. I just had one of those epiphanies last night and got on with YouTube and was watching all these automatic cow systems work with 400 cattle. I mean, I used to milk 30 cattle when I was a kid, but can you imagine milking 400 and how they do it all with robotic work, and that robots identify the cow and process that information to show just exactly what the cow's milk quality is and everything with that cow, what feed it needs and everything like that. It's just amazing, and it's biometric scans.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't have a problem when they do it to cattle. I have a problem when they treat us as cattle, and that's really what they're doing. I think they see us as their inventory. They see us as their cattle. And that's what they're doing this all for. They want to know everything, every little detail about us. It's obsessive. It's because they think they own us, isn't it?
Well, they own those cows, and they're trying to get the most out of them. And that is you can see how that all the data they collected from that system to control the cows has turned to us. They just want to control us too, Dave.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. We are their cattle. Well, thank you, Ben. Let's go to Dennis in Oregon. You had something about Oath Keepers. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, David. Yeah, we were talking 2 weeks ago, I think, and I got cut off in the middle of the technology.
Yes, yes. Okay,
and,
go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking maybe your technology recognized my voice print or something and decided it was too radical for this Alex Jones Show. But
no, actually, we had problems with our phone system. Actually, it was last week. The entire thing went down just before the end of the show. But go ahead. Tell us what you wanted to say.
Well, I listened to Alex's interview with Stuart Rhodes back in November last year, and he was talking about they're going operational and setting up civilization preservation teams. And so I just wanted to share briefly and, you know, just a little bit of detail on how we're doing that here in my neighborhood. Hopefully help be an example to folks to see how easy it really is and how effective I think it's going to be as well. But I after the show, I got on their site and found out who my local Oath Keepers guy was. I contacted him, and I found out from him that they're working with the existing organizations rather than reinventing the wheel. They want to work through neighborhood watches and search and rescue groups. And so I decided, well, I can do a neighborhood watch. And so I called my local neighborhood policing officer in our county, and she gave me two things. One, she gave me a list of crimes that had been committed in our precinct in the last year. And then second, she sent out the neighborhood watch materials. And the thing that was interesting about those materials, they include not just things related to security, but they have a list of about 20 other things, activities that a community can be involved with, and things like fun and games, community garden,
Well, let me ask you this, Dennis. Are you a former military or police officer, or are you just joining Oath Keepers as in another capacity?
Well, I didn't really join Oath Keepers. I'm following their direction, and they directed me to the Neighborhood Watch.
Because now the Civilization Preservation Teams, were those set up for? I thought that Oath Keepers was doing something to help train people who didn't have any training, who had never been in the military, who had never been in the police. Is that the same thing, or is that something different?
I think this is the same thing. It's just kind of on two different levels. You know, the search and rescue is a little bit more advanced, perhaps, and then the Neighborhood Watch is just more for the average person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Well, you know, I think people need to... They need to be aware of how they can help themselves, and they need to be aware of how they can help other people. And if Oath Keepers is putting people who have experience in search and rescue and medical issues and stuff like that together with people who don't have that kind of training, that's really valuable. And I think it's very valuable and very imperative for people like Oath Keepers, for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Associations. Both of them have the idea that people who have this training need to have the moral integrity to stand up for the Constitution. And we've seen there's been a lot of movies about soldiers who have been misled and don't really understand what they're fighting for. I see that a lot with engineers, because I come at it not from a military or law enforcement background, but I come at it from an engineering background. And I know a lot of people who will go in and who will work for the military-industrial complex simply because it's a paycheck or because it's very interesting work, never thinking about the moral implications of what it is that they're doing. So I think it's very important that we pull these things up. There's no organization for engineers, I guess, but there certainly is for Oath Keepers. I think it's very important. I think it's what really stopped the Iron Curtain in East Germany. They got people who would no longer fire on their fellow citizens who were trying to go over the wall. I think that's a very, very important thing. And, of course, Oath Keepers grew out of the unconstitutional attacks on our rights to keep and bear arms in the wake of Katrina. And we've seen legislation now introduced in at least two states to stop that from happening. And thank you, Dennis. Let's give Chris in Indiana a chance to join in. Chris, you had something about guns? Hello, Chris? Well, Chris is no longer there. I think we lost him. He hung on for a long time. You know, one of the things that came out today, or last couple of days on Drudge, was an article from Pat Buchanan. And he wrote, "Whose side is God on now?" And it was a very interesting series of quotes. And he pointed out that the things that Vladimir Putin is saying is essentially appealing to Christianity, to civilization of Western values. And he's essentially taking that side, while we've got a president who's taking exactly the opposite side. Let me read you a quote from Vladimir Putin. He said, "Many Euro-Atlantic countries have moved away from their roots, including Christian values. Policies are being pursued that place on the same level a multi-child family and a same-sex partnership, a faith in God and a belief in Satan. This is the path to degradation." And Pat Buchanan points out, he says, "With Marxism-Leninism a dead faith, Putin is saying the new ideological struggle is between a debauched West, led by the U.S., and a traditionalist world, Russia, that Russia would be proud to lead." And he points out that he's also tapping the worldwide revulsion of and the resistance to the sewage of a hedonistic secular culture and a social revolution coming out of the West. And, of course, also the West's hegemony spying on everyone. Now, right after the break, we're going to have a interview with Ron Paul. This is Alex Jones. Had this interview with him earlier in the week. He's talking about $1 billion from taxpayers that's going to be going to the Ukraine. And is it going to help the Ukrainian people, or is it going to help the IMF and the bankers who oppress all of us? We're going to be right back with highlights from that interview with Alex Jones and Ron Paul, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Now, Ron Paul is always a fascinating interview, and this week Alex Jones talked to him about a variety of current events. We knew you'd want to hear the highlights. Here they are.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by the Omnibudsman, the granddaddy of the modern constitutional libertarian movement, and his son is the U.S. Senator from Kentucky in all major polls, a front runner to be the Republican nominee. And, of course, that's Rand Paul, ladies and gentlemen. Former Congressman Ron Paul joins us here today to cover the waterfront. Thank you for coming on, sir. He also, of course, has RonPaulChannel.com, launching his own powerful multimedia TV print radio system. I'm on affiliates all over the country that carry his daily commentaries, and so I am able to hear those when I'm a guest. Very exciting to see Ron Paul and many others like Jesse Ventura starting their own media operations. This will fully overthrow the old dinosaur media system that's already discredited itself. Dr. Paul, out of the gates, Fort Hood situation. Our reporters last night talked to the commanding general. The video's on drudgereport.com. They confirmed he was on psychotropic drugs and Ambien. We're now learning he was on multiple drugs. What is your take on that as a medical doctor?
Well, obviously, I think the drugs have a major role to play in this. Almost all the time, whether there's high school shootings or wherever this occurs, that they're receiving this government-directed care for psychological problems and neuropsychotropic drugs. It's happening all the time. So that's the immediate thing that crosses my mind when I hear this. And then when you hear of it being related to government and military and veterans, you can be guaranteed that they're getting the wrong kind of treatment. So medically, I think it's, you know, that the diagnosis is wrong, the treatment is wrong, and we participate. We may take one thing and make it worse. I think what's happened is they look at these terrible acts, and yet they're merely a symptom of something else. And I think they never look for the cause. Why do people come back from war with this post-traumatic stress disorder and also the many brain injuries? Well, it's the war. It's the war that's going on there. And then when you think about, well, in medicine, you know, we want to prevent diseases. But in politics, it doesn't seem like they want to prevent the harm done because, you know, if you don't want these kind of problems, why don't we have a different foreign policy? You know, this is a consequence. So they create the conditions to jeopardize all these young people. They come back. They can't get jobs. They become depressed. We put them on drugs. We make them a lot worse. And we don't change our foreign policy. We compound it. We create the problem, then give them drugs and make it worse, and then everybody is just totally shocked. Oh, how could this happen? You know, and fortunately, it's not happening more. I think they've created conditions which are so terrible. But the real tragedy, when we hear about the killings and all, but what about the hundreds of thousands now who are suffering, and they're just falling, you know, talk about falling through the cracks. These people are out in the streets, and they're begging for treatment, and yet my big beef is they never look at the cause. You know, during the campaign, we used to talk about, I emphasize this whole thing of blowback. Maybe we have a problem with terrorism, war on terrorism, because we have a deeply flawed foreign policy, and there is blowback. No, they're not going to talk about that, and they're not going to talk about wars that make no sense. And that, of course, is what I would think is the important thing. Otherwise, we're going to have this problem for a long time to come. It's probably still going to cost us trillions of dollars doing the wrong thing.
Well, you're an Air Force veteran, and, of course, during the Vietnam era, you saw a lot of duty there. Back even during Vietnam, they only made them serve one or two tours. One of my grandfathers, after he served his 22 flights in the Army Air Corps over Europe, was on the ground in Italy and was shaken for his whole life by the starving Italian children and the horrors he saw in Italy and the rest of Europe. That was just 2 years in the U.S. Army. And my other grandfather was affected by World War II in a crash he was in, both of them in the Army Air Corps. I just can't imagine these guys, many of them, more than 10 tours of combat now. I don't think anybody mentally can handle that.
No, and that is a big thing. That is different, even though these wars are seen as not nearly as violent as the other ones. World War killed hundreds of thousands, you know, and Vietnam killed a lot more. But a lot of people went, and a lot of people were injured and damaged, and it's more than anybody ever imagined. And they went back and forth so often. They actually ended up in these recent wars with more days in duty and worrying about what mine they're going to step on and get blown up. But then there's the addition, even though this problem existed in World War One and Two, but it wasn't generally talked about. It talked about now, but there's a lot more of it. And some people would think, well, Maybe it has to do with the way we go to war. You would think maybe it would have been a lot easier to adjust if you were knowing that you were fighting Hitler, and you know, this was a really, really important war to win. But now I think this compounds the stress disorder is when deep down in their heart, I think a lot of them realize that this was all, you know, just wasted time and wasted life and wasted money, and if they can't face that, then I think they harbor those deep feelings, and that contributes to it. And then all of a sudden, the doctor says, "Well, give him a pill," you know.
Well, that's right.
It'll make him feel better.
And again, you're a medical doctor and a veteran yourself, so you can speak directly to this. But that was well known after World War II that if someone thought a war was just, you didn't have as many mental problems. But right. If you don't think it's just, you have serious problems. And it was the Nazis that pioneered drugging their troops with amphetamines and proto-psychotropics. So our military is following what the Nazis did.
Yeah. But, you know, whether the war is just or not, what if you are thinking about maybe this is unjust, and then you suppress those feelings, you don't express them. It's suppression of some of these horrible thoughts. I cannot believe our government would be, you know, do this. You mean that this was all wasted life? This was all done in vain? That is pretty hard to face up. What if you lost a loved one? Isn't it very natural for you want to make them a hero and say, well, he didn't die in vain. His life wasn't wasted. He, you know, he died as a great protector of the Constitution. And, you know, and so you have to suppress those feelings. And I think that is where the whole problem is compounded. And then they go to the doctor for a pill. And that makes the whole problem that much worse.
That's right. Former Congressman Ron Paul is our guest right now. They're on screen. RonPaulChannel.com. Excellent news, media, and liberty-based analysis with a truth bias. And they like to tell the truth. It's the opposite of the dinosaur media. Briefly, dinosaur media's numbers are dropping about 24% a year, according to Nielsen. At this rate, MSNBC, CNN will have less than 100,000 viewers within 2 years. One of our affiliates has ratings of over 100,000 listeners in 3 hours, Congressman. What do you predict is going to happen when my show has 3 million and the Ron Paul channel has millions and Drudge Report has 10 million a day and all this? What are they going to do? We're already the real media. What is the system going to do to counter this?
Well, they make efforts, you know. They try to think that they're competing by having a website, and, you know, they can go watch videos and this sort of thing. But the business is going to change, you know. I think the radio business will change, and they're going to go more to independent radios and webcasting and all these other things and podcasting.
Market-based.
Well, hopefully they're all put out of business.
Yes.
But the tragedy will be is, you know, in a totalitarian country, and we have a little bit of this here where the government has to subsidize the media, so you might see it might get much worse, even though it's bad already, even though it will not give us news and the people won't want it, but the people will recognize it. But who knows? It might mean that the taxpayer is going to be forced to pay for some of that stuff, because I think the advertisers who still can make a market choice won't do it. They're going to go to the different sites to advertise and target their advertisement. That's why this is so attractive to so many of the people who are trying to sell products on the air.
I agree with you, though. They're going to pure state-run financed media to counter us in trying to censor the new media.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWars.
war at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Absolutely, and it's constantly being threatened. Since I don't know all the technology involved in how the internet works, I'm betting on the free market and free individuals and the fact that this is universal to come up and counteract everything that the government does, you know, get around it. So I'm hoping technology is the vehicle that undermines the authoritarianism that exists in some of
our
governments, and that's what I'm hoping for.
That's right. We can compete and innovate our way out of the tyranny. That's our greatest renaissance hope. All right, in the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left, sir, I want to get into what you've really been focusing on so eloquently. We've got a professor coming on later who backs you up. This issue of what's unfolding over in the Ukraine and the demonization by state-run media of anyone that doesn't want to have the EU and NATO take over Ukraine. I mean, they've taken over 90% of the country. They overthrew the government. This is a big defeat for Russia. As you said, Putin's no angel, but I mean, the media over here is acting like Russia is starting World War III. Instead, the West is starting a new Cold War. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's what they're doing. And I go back and forth from, you know, the American people are buying into it again. They're listening to all the TV and going along with it. But then I go and I look for a glimmer of hope, and we find out that occasionally they'll do a poll, and that poll will show the American people are still coming toward our position and saying, no, we don't need another war. We don't need to, you know, be involved. We don't need troops on the ground. But I don't think the average person on the street yet realizes how much money we put into messing around with the internal affairs of Ukraine for the last 10 years plus, you know, with all the National Endowment for Democracies. Victoria Nuland admitted the Department of State has spent over $5 billion interfering, you know, with the government. So, yes, there are problems around, and like you said, we can't defend Russia as being the angels. But if we just stayed out of it, it would be a big help. There was no help at all whatsoever for us to be involved there. The evidence is so clear. Look, whether it's Libya or Egypt or Afghanistan or Iraq, Syria, we're over in Syria giving money and helping and aiding the Al-Qaeda. So, but I think the American people are waking up. They might not see it quite like I do about minding our own business and have non-interventions like our founders wanted, but the conservatives are saying, you know what? We are broke. You know, there has to be a limit. Have you noticed that already? That some people are saying, "Well, we better wake up because you know the bank is empty and all they're doing is printing money. So we have to quit."
Well, that's the issue, is that the socialists and people want us bankrupt. They want us dependent. They want to wreck the golden goose so they can control everything. Two final questions for Ron Paul of RonPaulChannel.com. Dr. Paul, looking at the presidential run, hands down, your son's the best candidate. He's leading in all the polls. Ted Cruz is also, I think, a great guy, but I don't completely overall trust him because I haven't known him like I've known your son for 16 years since he was campaigning for you to get back into Congress for 17 years. I do trust Rand. He's done a great job. How do we get behind Rand? He's clearly going to run for president now. He started the exploratory group. He's the front runner. What are you planning to do to support him for president?
Well, mainly, you know, trying to get people to understand the issues, because a person like Rand or myself or anybody that agrees with us, the problem is that the general population thinks it's not in their best interest if you don't want to promote war and welfare. Well, they want welfare. What we have to do is educate people to the point where we're realizing it's in their interest. Most people vote in their own self-interest, and as long as they think they're going to get something. You know, the big bankers know exactly what they're doing. It's in their own interest. But we have to get people to understand that they're in their best interest to vote for somebody like Rand. And even if they want to, even if they will be charged with saying, oh, they don't care about the poor people. You've heard that enough. They think that we have no concern. But the whole thing is, if anybody had any compassion or any concern for the poor, they ought to believe in liberty, because the evidence is so clear that the freer a country it is, the more prosperity, and the greater chance that we have for peace. But it's mainly getting that out, mobilizing people, energizing people, getting supporters, sending money. All these things are necessary for a campaign to be successful.
What about a Rand Paul Ted Cruz ticket? Do you think Ted Cruz would run as VP?
I have no idea. I imagine not too many people turn it down.
Well, I like Ted Cruz. What's your view of him?
Well, I have a hesitation about his foreign policy.
You know, I do too, yeah.
I'm a little less interventionist than he is on foreign policy. But, you know, he's tough, and he certainly agrees with us on the medical care system in this country and how bad it is and what we ought to do. So.
Speaking of that, lastly, Obamacare, he says we can't repeal it. 80% in many polls are against it. But the Republican leadership, you know, helped write it, as you exposed. What would you do, sir, to dismantle this? Everything you said about it has now come true. Your analysis was absolutely on target. It's worse than we even thought in many cases. It's bankrupting the country, raising payroll taxes on poor people. The architect of it, Ezekiel Emanuel, admits it's meant to wreck the system. I mean, isn't that criminal?
Absolutely. And if you could, you know, if you had a Congress to pass a law to repeal it, you could. The odds of that happening are very slim. But there has to be a way that you can legalize utilize freedom of choice to get out of an evil program, you know. And we sort of had that going, but now with Obamacare, it's been so de-emphasized. And that is the right of you and I to get out and take care of ourselves and get a tax deduction and have a medical savings account. People were just flocked to that once they realized, that these lies about Obamacare, you know, are lies and that people aren't going to be very happy with it. So we always have to have the right to opt out. We always should have, just in schooling. You have to have a right to get out of the government schools. You have to be able to go to a private school or do homeschooling. And when they eliminate that, then we're in big trouble. And in medicine, they're essentially trying to do that for any of us to opt out of the system. And right now, there's a lot of unhappy people because it's based on pure authoritarianism.
Wow. Well, former Congressman Ron Paul, ronpaulchannel.com, thank you so much for your tireless defense of liberty. And we look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. All right, there he goes. Just incredible the way he analyzes everything. In fact, he crystallized it. Obamacare is an evil program. It's an evil system. We should have a right to not be part of it. This is a basic civil God-given right. The way he described Ted Cruz as tough. Ted Cruz is tough. 28 hours not going to the bathroom, staying eloquent. I've tried to do a 24-hour broadcast. I can hardly do it. I mean, he's tough. And you've got his wife's background on the Council on Foreign Relations and Goldman Sachs. It is not good. But I follow the record of judge a tree by its fruits. The fruits are about 95% good with him. They're about 97% good with Rand Paul. They're not going to get elected unless they play some politics. My gut tells me that Ted Cruz deep down does love liberty and understands the way the wind blows, too, that liberty is the only thing that's going to save this country. A lot of the establishment doesn't want to totally wreck the country. They just want power. And I think Ted Cruz kind of represents that, the non-insane establishment. Because the establishment's figuring out when real tyranny comes in, there's not going to be a bunch of seats at the table. Whoever gets the ring of power in this new tyranny, this technocracy, is going to shut down all their competition. Everyone, the common folks, working class, middle class, wealthy, nouveau riche, ultra rich, everyone. You really don't want tyranny. It stinks. It's bad. There's a small group of evil people who literally hate families, literally hate God, literally hate justice. I've studied it. In all my 20 years of work, 19 years on air, knowing Rand Paul, actually 18, since like 1996. In all of it, it just comes down to these people want the power to persecute good people. They want the power to control the media and tell an actress, you got to have sex with me if you want to be in state-run media. They want the power to have the street signs the color they want. They want the power to tell you what your house can look like or what drugs your kids have got to take. They want to run your life. I don't want to run people's life. I don't want to tell my crew what to do. I want to lead them by example and show them how to defeat tyranny. I don't want to sit there henpecking them, standing over them, telling them what to do all day. Well, the establishment wants that. And you talk to somebody like Ron Paul, I mean, he's the real deal, folks. And that's why socialists and tyrants and control freaks everywhere don't like him. Because collectivism destroys people. Collectivism makes people dependent. Collectivism makes people weak. Victor Hugo, the French philosopher, said it best. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters.
Well, that's Alex Jones talking to Ron Paul. That was taped earlier. Alex is going to be joining us live tomorrow on his own show at 11 a.m.
Eastern. If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4333. 8-7-7-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates.